And it's time to get right back into our conversation with Greg from Bait Plus in Gwynn and continue talking about what hunters are talking about coming into his shop there and other products that they're picking up headed to deer camp. So here we go. Second half right now. Continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. All right, so let's talk a little bit about what else you got going on in the shop there. You're selling mineral blocks and all kinds of other hunting supplies there, right?
Yes. Yep. Well, we don't have the ammunition that's down the street from us, but we have a lot of archery supplies and many different minerals and just deer bait. They're okay. Set just to get the deer to come in. Some of the guys that are having issues with, you know, not many deer on camera over the late bow season here, they've been picking up, it's actually made for bear hunting, that Big Bear scent, Red Delicious Apple Bear Crack.
Oh.
They've been putting a little bit of that out, and it really has a real strong smell of apple, and they'll actually see deer start coming in. It draws them from miles.
Okay.
Really strong. Really strong.
So they got to check that out then.
It works real well for the deer. It's designed for bear hunting, but it works real well for deer.
Okay. Now, you're also selling licenses there, right?
Yep. Yeah. All the licenses and permits, trail permits, and all that.
Has there been any questions about the deer licenses this year?
Many. Yeah, many, but it seems to settle down early in the season, you know, with the combo license. People are still concerned about that, but that's still just the same as last year. Just really the main difference is no does there in archery.
All right, well, I appreciate your time today. Is there anything else you want folks to know showing up at your shop there? Maybe tell them your hours for this weekend and starting next week?
Well, this weekend we're going to be open 8 to 7. So we can get everybody when they come out of the woods in the morning. If they need anything, we'll be open waiting for them. And right after they get out of the woods at night, we'll be there to supply whatever they run short of. So
I'm assuming you got some orange clothing, hats or something there for them too if they need an emergency hat. Okay.
We got some hats and some vests.
Excellent. Greg from Bait Plus and Gwynn, I sure appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, Adam.
This is The Outdoor Show.